Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death of the world's longest reigning monarch, Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadet, at the age of 88, is a stunning blow for a kingdom of 67 million people, most of whom have known no other sovereign. Reporter Ron Corbin tells us the king was very popular among his people, especially in rural areas.
What he did over a long period of time was to travel throughout the country and to villages and to meeting people, promoting development projects and programs. He was known as one who was with a science degree. He was very close to the people, especially in the early years of his reign.
The 70th anniversary of Bhumibol's accession was celebrated in Thailand on June 9th. His son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. King had been in poor health for a long time, primarily spending his last years in a Bangkok hospital. Nigerian officials say 21 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a secondary school in the border state town of Chibok. Dozens escaped, but 219 remained captive. U.S. military says it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to a missile launch, several of them from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that target a U.S. Navy destroyer. Wednesday was the 16th anniversary of a terrorist attack in Yemen that killed 17 Americans on the USS Cole. This is VOA News.